Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Hey everybody, Camille here, Camille Forte, and thank you for tuning in. This is going to be a quick but passionate podcast, actually. I am very blessed to have with me here in the studio my partner in crime who wants to be called DJ...
Gargamel.
Oh, DJ Gargamel now. His name is Michael. Very talented and very special. So tonight's podcast is about Facebook leads, and I'm actually especially glad that Mike's with me because Mike is also a businessman. However, as someone who doesn't specialize in digital marketing, he probably knows what the average business person knows, maybe a little bit more about Facebook ads. And so in a way, I feel like I have my audience here with me in the studio as well, which is cool. If you haven't heard my other podcasts, find me on iTunes, Camille Forte Online Marketing, and hear my rants and whatnot. But tonight's podcast is about Facebook ads. And before you roll your eyes and groan, there's a very good reason for it. I think, number one, yes, the topic of Facebook ads has been beaten to death. However, this is a reactive podcast. It's a reaction to things that I see business people posting online, and also things that other types of business people are trying to push and teach online. And what I'm seeing is an enormous gap, an enormous untapped well, literally a pot at the end of the rainbow of Facebook leads that people could be getting, should be getting, but they don't know about them. And of all of the, you know, I've seen online courses sold and buy my, you know, guaranteed Facebook this and, you know, engaging post to copy and Facebook ad template and whatnot, and they're all showing the same type of Facebook ad. So if business people or entrepreneurs or even large corporations aren't being presented with anything other than the standard basic ad, then what do they know that they're missing out on? And they might not have as good as experience with lead generation on Facebook, which is why when I see people posting on Facebook, oh, you know, Facebook is good for socializing, it's not good for business, I can't get leads for my business from Facebook, I get upset. I'm going to tell you why I get upset. Mike, do you want to interject with anything funny or lighthearted or...
No, actually, it's a very interesting conversation. There's a couple of questions that rolled in, and I'm going to wait till the end, and we'll answer those questions.
Okay. You know, basically, what I see being pushed on to people and taught to people and sold to people is your basic link ad. And when I say link ad, it may have a video in it, but it still ultimately leads to a landing page, known as an external ad, because it takes you off Facebook. Now, there's problem number one, that it takes you off Facebook. The question in my mind shouldn't be, you know, does it work to run ads on Facebook? It's more so, well, are you taking them off of Facebook? Because the majority of people, when I say majority, I'm saying about, forgive me, I don't have the actual statistic in my mind right now, but about 90-95% of people, while on Facebook, especially on a mobile device, they don't want to divert away from Facebook. So if you can capture a lead within Facebook, aka an internal Facebook ad, you're not taking them away, and you save their time. You actually save a lot of your own time and money, and you get a lead really quickly. So Just to mention, I'm actually looking at a graph that I have that I used to present to a client a while back, and he wasn't convinced of whether or not it was worth spending money on social media in order to generate brand awareness and leads. And it's, you can probably Google the chart, it's cost to reach 1,000 people. And the cost to reach 1,000 people at the time this chart was created: newspaper, $32, magazine, $20, radio, $8, cable TV, $7, Google AdWords, $2.75 to reach 1,000 people, LinkedIn ads, 75 cents. I may actually argue that. I think it's actually higher. But Facebook ads, 25 cents. You can reach 1,000 people with 25 cents, and I have seen this. Now, getting back to the types of ads, there are lead ads for mobile. Why are these beautiful? Number one, you don't have to create a landing page. You don't have to incorporate anything high tech. You don't require someone's attention. You're not trying to convince them of anything. Let's say that you're offering a lead magnet, or let's say you're trying to get people to subscribe to a newsletter, or maybe to get some sort of sales incentive. It's simple, it's straightforward, it's for mobile devices only. They tap if they're interested on the call to action. Their name, here's the beauty of it. You're getting what they call the best address, meaning a lot of times people will give you not a bogus email address, but maybe one that they really, it's not their primary email address, just because they want to get the lead magnet or whatever it is that you're offering. So when you use lead ads for mobile and Facebook, it automatically pre-fills out a little tiny form with their name and email address. They can change it if they want to, but it's not likely. They just click submit, or tap submit, I should say, and then close to be back to their newsfeed. So literally three taps: interested, submit, close. As fast as I said that, you could have just gotten a lead instead of taking someone off of Facebook onto a landing page, you know, having a catchy design, copy, and depending on your business structure, maybe that to you means contacting your web guy, wondering how much will it cost for me to make this landing page, or maybe you use something like lead pages. And I think I use lead pages, and it's absolutely fabulous. But if I want to capture that lead and I want to capture it fast, I'm going to use a lead ad for mobile. Another thing to think of is, who's your target? Because if you're trying to reach a busy executive and they've got 5-10 minutes, they're running from the office to a dinner meeting, they happen to open their Facebook just maybe to check on family, friends, whatnot, in that 5-10 seconds you could get a lead, but you're not going to get that person to go to a landing page. Same with a busy mom who's packing up her kids and sports equipment or school gear or whatever the case may be. So this is a very low friction way to get a lead fast. Another way is Canvas ads. Canvas ads are also strictly for mobile, but the difference with them in that they're opposite from lead ads for mobile, because it's literally a full multimedia brochure right down to carousel ads within it, meaning you can have a carousel, a rotating image, or rotating images rather, of your products in it, plus video, plus text, plus a call to action. And believe it or not, oh, and I think I mentioned, did I mention video?
Mm-hmm.
You can customize it to your heart's content, and they're actually rolling out lead forms for it. So rather than, once again, calling your web guy or calling your IT department or your creative department or whatever the case may be, this can be a very easy one-man operation or one-woman operation. Just put together the elements that you want. It's very easy. If you go to your Facebook page and click on Publishing Tools, you'll see Canvas right there. You can't see it on desktop in action, but you can preview it as you're making it. And if you just go to Publishing Tools and play with it, just play around, and you'll see how much rich multimedia content you can get into that Canvas ad. And so it's the opposite from a lead ad in that you're showing them a lot of content, custom video, custom graphics, custom text, and all that, but you're still showing so much more value and enticement into whatever it is that you are advertising, but you're not taking them away from Facebook. And that in and of itself is a huge advantage. Everyone out there is taking people to landing pages. People who are selling landing pages are taking you to landing pages. And there are just these other types of ads that very few people are tapping into. Mike's raising his hand.
So you're saying that within Facebook, it's its own ecosystem. There's no need to bring in IT or your web designer or anything. And you could pretty much custom build your audience to target market to them.
I'm not trying to cut anybody's jobs by any means.
But for small business owners, yeah, that, you know, that may not have a budget for a web designer to design a custom landing page or an IT guy to come in that's charging $100 an hour.
Exactly my point. In this business, I know what people charge, especially by the hour, and especially when they know that they're working with someone who isn't familiar with it, and so they can charge a lot more. And it means that, yeah, the small business owner, you don't have to pay thousands of dollars or more. My gosh, what I've seen some companies pay. But no, you don't need a big team to do it. And if you're a one-man army, a one-woman army, if you're an entrepreneur, you can... If you can record selfie video of yourself with your phone, you can create a Canvas ad. It's that straightforward. If you can go into Microsoft Paint and put text over a graphic, you can create a Canvas ad. And when you put them all together, it actually looks like a multimedia brochure. And for you e-commerce and e-tailer people, rotating carousel of your products, they're actually expanding on that. That as of the time I'm saying this, it may have already happened. That's how quickly Facebook moved.
Ooh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
But they're also incorporating a little mini catalog into the Facebook ad. Now, that doesn't mean this is for people who just have tangible products like, t-shirts or cupcakes or camera gear or, tangible consumer goods. This could also be for services. I mean, if you're a photographer, this could be for newborn photography, family portraits. You could essentially outline your entire business into a little digital brochure that fits on a mobile screen inside a Facebook news feed that doesn't require the person to go away from Facebook and doesn't require you to hire a small army to make you a special landing page and a lead form and, you know.
So in essence, you're saying is if I could post a picture of my dinner, post a picture of me at the Phillies game, for an example, then I could theoretically take more professional shots of my work or my goods or services and create an ad without needing the need of, like you said, an army. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Wow, we sound like we're selling a brochure.
No, and but that's the thing is, you know, as a digital marketer, as someone who specializes in social media and everything digital, naturally I'm constantly listening to the market and what do business people say? What are they complaining about? What do they need? What are they happy about? And this is something that I see over and over. Oh, Facebook can't work for me. I can't get leads with Facebook. And I sit back and I see the paths less traveled, so to speak. You know, these untapped Facebook lead opportunities that, you know, could be moving mountains for businesses large and small. And not only do people not know about them, but all these people out there who are selling courses about them and selling DIY Facebook ad kits and info products, they're not showing these other types of ads. Why?
It's kind of like
the
mentality.
They're shortchanging business people.
It's the get rich quick type of thing. And you know, Camille, the thing is, from the business aspect, I'm not saying this because I'm your business partner, but I'm just saying this out of, you know, seeing, you know, speaking with fellow photographers and small business owners. Nobody has time to waste. Every moment that is considered business hours, some of us, that's 24/7.
Yeah.
We don't have time to waste. And also, we don't have money to waste. And what you're saying is that, hey, you're not, you know, as a business owner, Facebook is, most people, from what I've read and even seen, go to Facebook before they go to your business page. And, you know, and you could agree with me on that, right?
You hit a couple things on the head. Not only do most people go to your Facebook page before your website, and that, if I recall correctly, is 81% of people will go to your Facebook page before your website.
That is correct. Almost every client that we've received, you know, has said, hey, I saw you on Facebook.
Right.
We always ask them. Maybe one or two said, oh, I did a Google search for you. That's not knocking Google or SEO, and that's another topic for another day, you're saying. But this sounds easy. I don't want it to sound pitchy, like a sales pitch, but it's not too difficult. And you know, on Camille's site after the podcast, you know, there is a blog there that explains it. And this is not, from what I'm hearing from you, this is not difficult at all. This is something that could be done, you know, with just a little bit of concentration and some quiet, probably within 10 minutes or so.
I'll be honest with you, the only thing that most people would consider difficult about this is that in order to launch those two types of ads that I mentioned, you would have to use Power Editor, which is, most people just use Facebook Ads Manager. Now, let me say this. A long time ago, Facebook Power Editor was a big, scary monster. It was very confusing and
just like my ex-wife.
It was like, you know, trying to find a corner in a round room. And the reason is Facebook originally made Power Editor for agencies. They didn't think that the average user was going to be using Power Editor. So it was a little bit more complicated because it was people who, like myself, would be maybe managing multiple accounts. But over the years, they've come to realize that the average business person or entrepreneur is using Facebook Power Editor. And so they've really changed the user interface so much It's just a matter of clicking on different tabs and modifying what you want. It's pretty much indestructible until you click that place order button. You know, you can't break it. You can always delete something if you're not happy with it. But you said something, Mike, you said no time to waste. Well, people are wasting time, number one, by not using a platform that could be bringing them a lot of business. And they're wasting time by using the traditional link ads. Now, of course, they still have their place. But remember what I said about lead ads, 5 seconds to get a lead. So if we don't have time to waste, what makes us think that anyone else does?
That's very true. But I mean, like just right now, as we're recording this podcast, one main browser that's always open on my computer is Facebook.
Yes.
And, you know, if you see how many ads that I look through every day, you know, sometimes we spend more time on the computer than we do face to face with people. And, you know, even though a business person in this day and age doesn't have time to waste, it is, I would say, business suicide not to tap in to something that your neighbors are using, your potential customers and clients are using, and over, what, 1.2 billion people around the world are using? If, like, right, like 20 years ago, TV and radio ads were still king before the internet started.
Yeah.
And it would be business suicide not to advertise your business on TV or the radio.
Right.
And now
they're dead.
Yeah.
Not dead. You know, I'm sorry, traditional marketing people. I know you don't like statement.
It's dead.
But
I mean, how many people do you honestly know say, ooh, I just saw that TV ad for that new iPhone where 2 weeks ago that iPhone information was already leaked online. It's already on trending on Facebook.
You know, the best way to put this is, first of all, we have to think. I always say the minute you lose your perspective as the consumer, you will never again be a great marketer. And I have to think that most people are not like me. You know, most people are not glued to a laptop, you know, 24/7.
I agree.
So they're using, in fact, one client for whom I run Facebook ads all the time, it's literally about 98% is all mobile delivery and mobile engagement. 98%.
And mobile is also tablet for people that...
That
people get that confused. But what my whole thing is, as a business person and from a lot of the questions, is can this work? Is Facebook now the new advertising platform for businesses? And, you know, and that's a very valid question. If, again, a business person doesn't have time to waste. So if they're going to invest all their eggs or majority of their eggs, is Facebook that basket that's going to deliver it home?
Yes. Facebook is the most advanced, probably the most user-friendly, and the most well-structured advertising tool that we have in the world today, and that's including traditional and digital. There's nothing right now that beats Facebook in terms of advertising platforms.
Okay.
But a lot of it, it's, you know, it's like an iceberg. You know, most people are just seeing the tip, and most of it is...
So the other question would be, is, and I'm asking from questions that came in, you know, from the, you know, from other sources, would it be wise for a business person to set aside, that's never used Facebook ads, an hour or possibly, you know, try to learn how to use Power Editor to their benefit? Would you recommend saying yes? I would say, hey, if you can't learn it, have someone teach you or hire someone, even though, you know, the word hire for a small business person is, you know, like kryptonite. You know, would you recommend them to do that, or how would you approach it?
I go, you know, in business school, I think one of the most important lessons that we learned was, if it's not your core competency, outsource it. Yeah, hiring can be I think for an entrepreneur especially, can often be a daunting word. Because let's say, give me a hypothetical profession.
We'll use photography for an example. You're a high school photographer. I know some great, phenomenal photographers that are high school photographers. And, you know, usually, the summer seasons is their hot season of the year. Spring and summer.
So, say I'm a photographer, and I say, oh, well, I can't, first you have to determine, okay, is this my quote-unquote thing? Is this something I can learn or not? Chances are, if you were an artist, photographer, or any type of creative, maybe you can't, and that's okay. You're using the other half of the brain, and that's beautiful. But the thing is, how much time would you spend learning it? And if you were to monetize that amount of time, so say you devoted, I recently spoke to someone who was trying to figure out SEO, and she said that she'd spent over 20 hours trying to figure it out. And I said, based on how much you usually make an hour, how much money have you sacrificed or foregone by spending 20 hours learning it? If that amount is more than what you would pay to hire someone, you made the wrong choice.
My always advice that I give people when it comes to Facebook or any type of marketing, if you take the time that you spend posting a meme, a selfie, a weefy, or commenting on someone's comment, in this day and age, everyone has comments on Facebook, let's be honest about it, and you just take all that time that you normally would spend doing that and invest it into learning something new, you could see a big turnaround in your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that I'm, me personally, I am one of those compulsive learners. I soak up information like a sponge. I'm like Pac-Man, always looking for the latest breaking news on this and that and whatnot, but not everyone's geared that way. I do think that learning to do this for yourself is a lifetime investment because let's just say hypothetically, whether it's learning to do it yourself or hiring someone to do it for you. Let's say you were to spend $500 to $1,000. But let's say you pull in $1,000 on a photo shoot. If you got one photo shoot from that effort, it paid for itself. Everything on top of that is all gravy. And so that's the question is, what are you missing out on by not doing this? By not learning how to do this or getting someone who can guide you through it. Hire a Sherpa who can say, okay, I'm not going to fish for you, but I'll teach you how to fish. And your business is forever changed for the better.
True. I mean, I still, as a small business owner, I still feel, time is money. And, and with Facebook, it's like, if my father, okay, let me give this best example. If my father is on Facebook, yet he can't even respond to an email, but he's able to navigate through Facebook and do everything that most people do, in their sleep, then, this is something that you cannot afford not to be not doing for your business. And
that's a fabulous point. My father is 83 and he's on Facebook.
And your father's posting all the time. And,
a couple years ago, he didn't know how to send a text message.
And
remember?
Now he's on Facebook and he's sending me all kinds of Facebook messages. But, the point that you're driving home and I want to, elaborate on this is that this is not something that literally you have to be a rocket scientist for. If you invest the time into it, this is something easily I've actually, without Camille standing up off my shoulder, was able to go into Power Editor and start working within Power Editor and was getting able to get up and running without her help. but I was still able to go to her and ask her, hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? And we seen a big intern, you know, in business, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where we were averaging maybe, what, one client every week or so. Now it went to like four or five for our business.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about when I say, what is it costing you to not do this? You know, and if I also find it ironic that people, they almost seem shocked. Oh, you want me to pay for this, or you want me to pay to learn this? Well, you know, everyone gets paid for what they do. If you're going to, you know, make $1,000 on a photo shoot, then $1,000 should be, in fact, I think that should be a benchmark, you know. Whatever your, I guess your weekly, what would you say, your weekly profit. See, you can run a Facebook ad campaign literally on $5 a day. That's one thing I always stress to business owners is $5 a day. I call it the Wawa Hoagie a day budget. But at the same time, you can run thousands a day. It all depends on what type of business, what market you're trying to reach. I've worked with people who are trying to reach within a 3-mile radius. So that's obviously they're not wasting a penny, because if you do your targeting right and you're only paying per click, you'll never waste a cent. And I've also worked with people who are reaching Eastern Europe, Western Europe, parts of Asia,
South Pacific.
Yeah, and they're paying, what, 6 cents per engagement?
And take that engagement rate. Like, let's use the 6 cents per engagement. Let's say you're and it's funny, we watch We Bear Bears. I love the show. Camille loves the show. It's
a phenomenal show.
And there was an episode where they were working at a cupcake factory. So let's say if you sell cupcakes and you try to bid on Google for the word cupcake, specialized cupcakes, designer cupcakes, whatever, you know, gourmet cupcakes. Let's say you're bidding on gourmet cupcakes. And let's say Google tells you it's $3.15 per click. Where you could take that same gourmet cupcakes and target just around your local, you know, area. And that same $3.15 that you spend per click is now 6 cents per click. Let that register for a moment. You're going to a platform to use where almost everyone in your area is using in one shape, form, or another. Where the internet now is being used to search for secondary things, where the primary thing is Facebook. So again, $3.15 versus 6 cents. You know, that right there, it should be just a game changer right there.
Well, the other thing too is, for example, lead ads with mobile. That is more of like being in a grocery store, those impulse purchases in the checkout line. That is one reason that lead ads are so effective, because there was a great book published, Don't Make Me Think. And it was a marketing book, and it was about, you know, if you want that lead, if you want that person to convert, don't burden them by trying to take their time and make them think. With a lead ad, they tap, tap, close. And they also don't have to think much. And, you know, that's a big part of it. I'm sorry, go on.
Now, the question also is that your photography. If you're going to be using the mobile ads and using video and stuff, it's highly recommended to make sure you stand out from your competition to use professional photographers or videographers. You know, a lot of people could DIY it with their cell phone, but ask yourself this question. If you're saying to someone, I have a gourmet cupcake, you know, the strawberry, you know, red velvet strawberry gourmet cupcake that I'm charging $5.95 for, do you want someone to be like, okay, hey, I'm going to Joe's Cupcake Factory because they have this red gourmet cupcake because of the imagery that I see? Or do you want them to see something that's homegrown where there's bad lighting, bad everything? So presentation, both video, audio, pictorial, is very important as well.
Yeah, if you're selling services, software as a service, or actual face-to-face services, then you have a little bit more leeway. If you're selling tangible goods, then obviously your product photography needs to be on point, you know, always. But if I could backtrack for a second to what you were saying before, Michael, I feel like I'm cheating on Google by saying this because...
We won't tell.
I am a member of the Google Engage program for agencies. I am an official partner in process of Google, and I work with AdWords all the time. But with, let's say you're selling those gourmet cupcakes, people don't go to Google every day and search cupcakes. Whereas, and also when you're bidding for that keyword, it may be $3.50 a click, but in order to get that $3.50 click, you may have to bid $20 in order to outbid your competition to get that top spot. And if you don't get that top spot, you don't show up. I don't mean top as in number one. Google has expanded how many ads they're now putting on the results page, which most people aren't happy about, but consumers, I mean, marketers are happy, I think. But when it comes to Facebook, you are reaching people sort of in their natural environment, and when they see that cookie, or I'm sorry, that cupcake come through their news feed, especially a few times, because it can take a few times for people to see an ad before they say, you know, and tap on it, I want that cupcake. You don't have to worry about that with Facebook, because even with a tiny, tiny budget, you are going to appear in people's news feeds. So as long as you do your targeting right, and you know your target market, you can't go wrong. Facebook makes the system as if it almost wants you to succeed with your ads. You just know how have to know how to approach it the right way.
Yes.
I think that's...
That's the best way. I mean,
that's sort of like the finale sentence right there is, you know... It's almost guaranteed win if you know how to approach it the right way.
Now, a lot of questions people have been asking is like, okay, you know, now I'm interested in doing this, you know, are you going to do a live demonstration? And if so, will it be pre-recorded so people could watch it in their own time? Is it going to be a live webinar? You know, I hate to sound pitchy, but guys, I mean, us talking about it versus you actually seeing it in action, you know, that's the best way to learn it.
I'm always one to put my money where my mouth is. So I think that, especially now that you mentioned it, I'm going to have to. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's needed in the market, no pun intended, because like I said before, I think people are being shortchanged by not seeing these paths less traveled on Facebook, you know, these untapped ways to get leads. And there are more. You know, I only named two. There are actually more.
So with a lot of the questions that are coming about, you know, I think, you know, later on, you know, and with Bob, probably within a week or two, we should do a live webinar just focused on this podcast of a demonstration of how to use the basic things of what, you know, Powered.
I'll say what I always say is, you know, find me on social media. I'm a very easy person to find. Ask questions. I always encourage people to reach out, which I'm very grateful for, which is why we have questions to answer. But I, you know, I love that feeling when people walk away and they've learned something that they can actually apply and use and even start profiting from right away.
Yes, and guys, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off. No, this is not. It may sound like, you know, brain surgery, but it's not. It's not that hard to do.
No.
It's very easy. And once you get the hang of it, it kind of becomes addicting because then you're like, hey, you know, if I'm spending $5 on just this ad alone, what if I promote this as well next to this? And, you know, you'll be surprised how much more customers you will reach, you know, and that's the business. I mean, that's the honest reason why you're in business, is to reach more customers and, you know, bring in more profit. And, you know, Facebook is a powerful tool, guys, you know.
And you did mention photography. One thing about photography is it's extremely competitive because it's such a saturated market. If you are in a saturated market, and there are a lot of them out there, I know the SaaS market, software as a service market, is also extremely saturated. Startups springing up everywhere. Well, these types of ads are great ways to get a competitive advantage, to put you on an even playing field with much, much bigger players. And that's, you know, that's such a critical part, is what sets you apart from your competition in a saturated market. And this could be a game changer.
Yes, I totally agree.
So that's my rant.
I know we went over our normal time. We usually try to keep these things around 20, 25 minutes, but this is a very important topic, guys. You know, being Camille's mic person, name is Mike, you can reach Camille on social media, you know, pretty much everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, her website at Camille-Forte.com. You know, Camille at Camille-Forte.com is her email address. Do not let this pass you by. Any questions, comments, concerns, you just want to say hi, you just want to say hello, just feel free to reach out to her. That's what she's here.
Ask a question. I've had people email me and say, hey, I'm doing this in Facebook, should I do that? And I'm like, I've never met you, I don't know who you are, but hey, let me tell you how to do it. You know, just tweak this, tweak that, and I get an email back. Thank you so much. I don't mind. You know, I love that thank you so much part. I helped somebody. You know, that made my day worth it. So
yeah, and even after listening to this long podcast, you know, do some research on it. Pull it up and see, you know what success stories others had.
Isn't, don't I have a white paper on the homepage right now?
Yes, actually, you do. If you go to Camille-Forte.com, and you'll see on the homepage, on the very top, if you enter into your email address, we won't spam you, trust me, because I hate spam myself.
I don't love email marketing enough to spam anyone.
Exactly, but you will get an interactive white paper that will walk you through some of the basics that we talked about, and it'll kind of give you more of a visual to this audio that we're doing with this podcast.
And the good thing about the white paper, too, is it's not your average white paper. I really souped that thing up, so it's actually, it is interactive. You've probably never gotten an interactive guide before online. You can play video right inside the white paper. That helps simplify a lot of things as you're inside it, but also it's packed full of links. They're not links to my website. They're not links to anything that I'm selling. They're resources and other people's, you know, the ultimate guide to Facebook video ads. There's a link to that in there. So it's a great resource for all types of things Facebook ad related. And so I definitely recommend it, even if it's just for the resources that I've got linked inside that guide.
Yes. So again, you know, if you go to the site, just enter your email address. It'll take you straight to the download link, you know. And, you know, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not being a sales pitch person, but this is something you do not want to pass up. This is something you don't want to just ignore because you don't have the time or anything. If you spend that time on Facebook, chatting with your friends, posting pictures, or doing anything else you're doing, you could still invest that much time to help grow your business.
Yeah. So, I just think I've rambled enough.
No, it's good. But
like I said, it's something I'm very passionate about right now. You know,
And it's the hot thing right now, so guys, take advantage of it.
Last thing I'll say. You know, it's been the hot thing for a couple years now, and there are a lot of people who are under the impression that it's no longer the hot thing. Au contraire. Facebook has been doing everything they possibly can to keep up and, in fact, stay ahead. So whatever you thought of Facebook 2 years ago in terms of a marketing or advertising tool, it's completely different than it is now. It's far more advanced, and it's far more user-friendly. So,
true, very true.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for, if you're listening to this, thank you for sticking with us for so long. I hope that this helps. I hope that it inspires and encourages you to think about Facebook ads. Go get that guide from my homepage. Reach out to me on social media, but don't let this information go by the wayside, because it's opportunity cost. It's revenue and business that you're missing out on. So,
guys, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Guys, take care.
Have a good one.